when Jesus wore, oh, when he wore, when Jesus wore, washed my sins away.
Oh, happy day.
Bienvenue sur votre émission Gospel chez vous, votre animateur Cyprien Josson et Anne Racinet. Anne, tu es encore ici aujourd'hui?
Oui, bien sûr. Bonjour à tous et à toutes.
Toujours présente aujourd'hui, on va parler du Golden Gate Quartet, un groupe extraordinaire qui a commencé en 1934, Anne, avec les fondateurs. Et Anne, tu nous donnes leur nom, les fondateurs de cette période-là, et sont...
Donc à cette époque, il y avait Frank Davis, Clyde Wright... Paul Brandley, Anthony Gordon, qui étaient présents dans ce groupe.
D'accord. Alors, il faut savoir qu'ils étaient quatre. Et ils ont commencé avec ce qu'on appelle gospel percussion. Ça veut dire que la voix en percussion et une voix avec les harmonies. Et le dernier membre du groupe était Clyde Wright, que j'ai interviewé ici, pas dans ce studio, mais comme on était à côté de la cathédrale pour les gens qui habitent à Châtres. Mais si vous n'êtes pas à Châtres, on l'a interviewé sur la radio Grand Ciel. Moi, je l'ai interviewé avec une fille qui était avec moi cette période-là, comme toi, qui s'appelle Elodie. On a passé un très bon moment avec Clyde Wright. Et Clyde Wright me disait, oui, on a commencé avec une chanson qui s'appelle The Walking Stick, que vous n'avez pas, c'est pas ce qu'on va jouer cet après-midi ou bien aujourd'hui. Et Walking Stick, c'est que cette période-là, les Noirs avaient leur canne qu'ils utilisaient pour marcher. Et Clyde, j'ai passé un très bon moment avec Clyde. Clyde est toujours à Paris, il doit avoir 90 ans maintenant. Et maintenant, on va écouter le premier morceau. Et ce premier morceau, c'est vraiment la voix des fondateurs. On y va.
Oh, but an old-time religion, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that isn't good enough for me, my Lord, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that old-time religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Folks, I got a story what I want you to hear about a preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this here story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a hunting one day, twas on one Sunday morn. And although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares. But through the woods of returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered the three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, according to the good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bear.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the ribbon walked he. But the ribbon laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morn the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that holy time of religion, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on a disappearing act and went splitting through the wind.
Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog that's trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took six naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holding time of Billy John, brother, that holding time of Billy John, that holding time of Billy John, brother, this good enough on the
The preacher made a touchdown. Yowza.
Children, go where I send you.
I know then
how will you send me?
The little man go send you one by one because of one but a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Brother, go where I send you.
I know then how will you send me? The little man go send you two by two because two was a Paul and a Silas and the one was a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send.
I know then how will you send me? The little man go to send you three by three because three were the Hebrews, the children, and two were the Paul and the saddle dust, and the one was the little baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send you.
I know then how will you send me? The little man go to send you ten by ten because ten but the ten never got left, and nine but the nine that came. Nine and eight were the eight that stood at the gate, and seven were the seven that fell up to him, and six were the six that never got fixed, and five were the five that came back alive, and four were the four that stood at the door, and three were the Hebrews, a children, and two were the Paul, and a child of son, and one were the little baby, baby that born in Bethlehem. The ten that never got in, and nine but the nine that came on behind, and eight but the eight that stood at the gate, and seven but the seven that went up to heaven, and six but the six that never got fixed, and five but the five that came back alive, and four but the four that stood at the door, and three but the Hebrew, a children, and two but the Paul, and the Silas, and the one but the little bit of baby that's born in Bethlehem. The six, ten but the ten that never got in, and nine but the nine that came on behind, and eight were the eight that stood at the gate, and seven were the seven that went up to heaven, and six were the six that never got fixed, and five were the five that came back alive, and four were the four that stood at the door, and three were the Hebrew, the children, and two were the four, and the Silas, and the one were the little bit of baby that's born in Bethlehem.
C'était Golden Gate Quartet. Golden Gate Quartet a fait le tour du monde avec leur voix. Et Golden Gate Quartet, il faut se rappeler aussi que ils ont chanté à la Maison Blanche. Ils ont chanté à la Maison Blanche. Ils ont chanté devant à notre président Franklin Roosevelt. Il y avait aussi Elvis Presley qui voulait chanter avec eux. Je parle de fondateur. Hein. C'est quand même un très bon groupe, hein, Anne.
Oui, et même Elvis Presley qui les admirait est venu les entendre chanter à Paris.
Ah oui, à Paris, oui. Et il faut savoir aussi que Clyde Wright, que je dis tout à l'heure, vit toujours à Paris parce que comme les Américains aiment beaucoup Paris, il faut savoir que les grands musiciens américains... sont venus à Paris pour avoir une reconnaissance pour leur musique parce que c'est quand même la musique noire. Alors, qu'est-ce que tu... Je t'entends dans la voiture de temps en temps, Anne, comme tu jouais Golden Gate Quartet. Tu te rappelles, tu as un CD de Golden Gate Quartet.
Oui.
Oui, oui. elle se rappelle pas.
J'ai tellement de CD de gospel.
elle se rappelle pas. Bon, on va écouter deuxième morceau de Golden Gate Quartet.
Oh, that old time of Ridley John,
that old time of Ridley John, that old time of Ridley John, that is good enough for me, my Lord. That old time of Ridley John, that old time of Ridley John, that old time of Ridley John, that is good enough for me.
Folks, I've got a story about, I want you to hear about a preacher what got in a fight with a bear. Listen close, I don't want you to miss none of this story, cause it goes like this. A preacher went out a-hunting one day, 'twas on one Sunday morn, and although he was one Christian man, he took his gun along. Now he shot him a bunch of nice fine quails, and he shot some nice fat hares.
But through the wood, the returning home, he met a great big grizzly bear.
He needed that holy time of riddly John, but that holy time of riddly John, that holy time of riddly John, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the preacher fell down on his knees and sent up a great long prayer. While he cast one eye way up towards the heaven, he kept the other on the bear. He said, Lord, look here, you know you delivered old Daniel from a lion's den. And you delivered three Hebrew children from a fiery furnace. And then old Jonah you delivered from the body of the whale, according to the good book do declare. Now, Lord, look here, if you can't help me, don't you go to helping that bear.
He needed that holy time of riddly John, brother, that holy time of riddly John, that holy time of riddly John, that isn't good enough for me.
Well, the bear walked out in the middle of the road and up to the reverend walked he. But the reverend laid his religion down and he climbed up a tall pine tree. Then they climbed way up to the top of the tree and they crawled way out on the limb. While the bear looked up all innocently and kind of licked his mouth at him. But along about morning the old limb broke and that preacher come tumbling down. He took his razor and cut the bear 10 times before he struck the ground.
He needed that holy time of riddly John, but that holy time of riddly John, but that holy time of riddly John, that isn't good enough for me.
Then the bear reached out for to give him a hug like you'd hug a long lost friend. But the preacher put on the disappearing act and went splitting through the wind. Then they ran just as fast as an old hound dog that's trying to overtake a hare. He went home with the bed and took 6 naps before his shadow got there.
He needed that holy time of riddly John, brother, that holy time of riddly John, that holy time of riddly John, brother, this good enough on me.
Cease, children, cease. The preacher made a touchdown. Yowza.
Oui, c'est la voix de Goldinger Quartet, les fondateurs. Il faut dire aussi, Anne, que Goldinger Quartet aime la France. Et après la guerre, c'est la Deuxième Guerre mondiale, bien sûr, le Goldinger Quartet décide de conquérir l'Europe et débarque en 1955 en France pour une première tournée. Et il ne quittera plus la France dès 1959. Alors, ils ont aussi joué, faire un grand concert au Casino de Paris en 1960 avec Léon Ronet. Et par la suite, le groupe tournera avec Jacques Brel aussi. Voilà. Et les gens comme Jean Ferré et Sylvie Vatton. Alors, il faut savoir que Goldinger Quartet a eu beaucoup d'admirateurs, beaucoup de groupes en France ont adopté ce style-là, style de quartet. Quartet, c'est 4 voix qui jouent avec la voix. On va, Anne, tu as envie de dire quelque chose parce que tu me regardes, j'ai dit, il a monopolisé.
Non, mais quand tu parles des voix,
oui.
J'ai un petit article là où ils mettent que le Goldinger Quartet explore toutes les possibilités vocales du chant murmuré à la voix devenue instrument.
Oui, ça veut dire que c'est une libération totale. Et si vous voulez apprendre comment chanter, il faut absolument se libérer et tout le son qui vient du corps est comme le son de piano, ça compte. Et je pense que c'est ça leur méthode qui a fait le tour du monde. Mais il reste seulement un vivant qui est l'original. Mais il y a encore, dans le groupe, Goldinger Quartet existe, mais ce n'est pas avec les fondateurs. Imaginons, ça fait plus que 100 ans, un groupe créé, formation de 100 ans. On va écouter encore un autre morceau dans ce voyage musical avec The Goldinger Quartet, le plus grand voix du monde.
To learn go where I send,
and I know then how will you send me? The little man go to send you one by one, because the one but a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Brother, go where I send,
and I know then how will you send me? The little man go to send you 2 by 2, because the 2 was a Paul and a Silas, and the 1 was a little bitty baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send
you. And I know then how will you send me? So Bethlehem go to send you three by three, because three were the Hebrew children, and two were the Paul, and the saddle does them upon but the little baby that's born in Bethlehem.
Children, go where I send you.
And I know then how will you send me? So Bethlehem go to send you ten by ten, because ten but the ten, never that ten, and nine but the nine that came off behind, Lord, and three but the eight that stood at the gate, and seven but the seven that fell out to him, and six but the six that never got fixed, and five but the five that came back alive, and four but the four that stood at the door, and three but the Hebrew children, and two but the Paul, and the saddle dust, and the one but the little baby, baby that's born in Bethlehem. The ten that never got ten, and nine but the nine that came on behind, and eight but the eight that stood at the gate, and seven but the seven that went up the haven, and six but the six that never got fixed, and five but the five that came back alive, and four but the four that stood at the door, and three but the Hebrew children, and the two but the four, and the silence, and the one but the little bit, the baby that's born in Bethlehem. The six, ten but the ten that never got ten, and nine but the nine that on behind, and eight were the eight that stood at the gate, and seven were the seven that went up to heaven, and six were the six that never got fixed, and five were the five that came back alive, and four were the four that stood at the door, and three were the Hebrew children, and two were the four, and the silence, and the one were the little bit of the baby that born in Bethlehem.
Vous êtes sur la radio Grand Ciel, vous êtes en train d'écouter Golding et Quartet. C'est vraiment un groupe américain qui a laissé une marque musicale qu'on ne peut pas oublier. Et, ah non, tu sais combien de pays ils ont voyagé dans le monde? Devine.
Le nombre, je ne sais pas, mais alors ils ont fait beaucoup de voyages.
Mais donne un nombre, donne un chiffre.
Qu'est-ce que je vais donner? Je vais être loin.
20, 25.
En plus?
Bah, plus pour toi, c'est quoi?
100?
Ah non, c'est, oui,
enfin, plus 100, que 100. Plus de...
Tout à fait. C'est à peu près 100 pays et plus.
Voilà.
Ils ont, ça veut dire qu'ils étaient entre deux avions, hein, à chaque fois.
Continuellement.
Avec l'envoi, oui. Alors, c'est,
mais
c'est
bon,
comme... Oui,
quand
oui.
On le considère comme l'un des groupes vedettes du gospel, c'est pas étonnant.
Oui, et ils ont mélangé les deux, parce qu'il faut quand même faire une distinction à chaque fois que... Et c'est pourquoi on est là à la radio, hein, pour éduquer un petit peu nos auditeurs et auditrices, le gospel et aussi le Negro Spirituals. Voilà, on peut dire plutôt le Negro Spirituals qui chantait et la musique noire américaine. Voilà. Et gospel, oui, comme avec leur propre arrangement aussi, tiré de d'Ancien Testament. Et mais moi, je dirais plutôt le Negro Spirit, tout ça. Bah oui. Bah, on va chanter. J'ai dit, on va chanter à chaque fois. Je dis ça, c'est pas possible. C'est pas nous. Hein. Est-ce qu'on peut chanter comme Golding et Quartet? Non, on est très loin.
Non.
Hein. Bon, d'accord. Et moi, j'accepte. I surrender. Et on va. On va écouter un autre morceau dans ce voyage musical.
I'm on my way,
yes, I'm on my way
to the kingdom,
Lord, to the kingdom, and
I'm on my way,
yes, I'm on my way
to the kingdom,
Lord, to the kingdom, and
if you don't go,
and if you don't go,
I'll journey on,
I'll journey on, I'm on my way,
Lord, Lord,
I'm on my way, Lord.
You know, Job was the richest man that lived in the land of Nod. He was the only man above, miles around, that kept the commandments of God. Well, the devil, he got jealous of Job and came to my God one day. Said, if you move your hand from around the man, he's gonna curse you to your face. He said, nothing you can do,
that nothing you can do, to turn him around.
Cause it's done signed up,
because it's done signed up.
Made up his mind,
made up his mind, he don't. On his way,
Lord, Lord,
he's on his way, Lord.
Then the devil laid his fingers on Job, and Job fell down right away. Well, he got in the bed, for licked the children, that's so from his head to his feet. All Job's friends started to leave at him and number from 1 to 5. They said, Job, he's sick and he won't get well. I believe he's going to die. He said, I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way to the kingdom.
To the kingdom.
I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way
to the kingdom.
To the kingdom.
Now, if you don't go.
And if you don't go.
I journey on.
I journey on.
I'm on my way.
We'd go.
I'm on my way. Then old Job's wife, she came trucking to him with the devil right in her eyes. She said, fool, you're sick and you won't get well. You better curse your God and die. Old Job looked right, made at the woman, then he looked up in the skies. He said, the woman, you talk like the foolish bun. Well, you don't sound like the wise. There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
That'll turn me around.
Do turn me around.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
Lord, to turn me around.
Lord, to turn me around.
Because I done signed up.
Because I done signed up.
Made up my mind.
I made up my mind.
I'm on my way.
Lord, Lord, I'm on my way.
Lord. Then old Job's servants came running to him, saying, Job, I got something to say. You know the fire done come from him last night and carried your cattle away. Old Job looked right, straight at the man and said, I don't have anything to say. Call the Lord, God in the heaven will give it.
And the Lord God taketh away.
I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my way
to the kingdom.
Lord, to the kingdom land.
I'm on my way.
Yes, I'm on my
way to the kingdom.
Lord, to the kingdom land.
If you don't go,
and if you don't go,
I'll journey on.
I'll journey on.
I'm on my way.
Vous êtes sur la radio Grand Ciel et c'est votre animateur Sifra Njosson, Gospel chez vous. Et Anne, Racine est toujours présente. Anne, dis-moi ce que tu penses de ce groupe-là, parce que tu aimes ce groupe-là. La personne qui n'aime pas ce groupe-là, ça veut dire qu'il n'aime pas vraiment notre genre de musique, hein, qui est gospel et negro spiritus. À toi.
Oui, je les admire, une fois de plus. Par contre, ce que je vais faire, je vais peut-être vous donner le nom des chanteurs actuels.
Oui, vas-y.
Donc, Paul Brandley.
Oui.
Terry François, de temps en temps, les accompagne, mais
oui,
pas toujours.
Oui.
Timothy Rulet et Frank Davis.
Voilà, et pour la marque aussi, moi j'ai rencontré Terry François il y a quelques années à Paris, parce que Terry François aujourd'hui, avant on l'appelait Terry Francis, pour ne pas, parce qu'il ne voulait pas, dans le Golding Quartet, c'est une marque américaine, hein, si vous voulez, auditeur, auditrice. Alors, maintenant il a changé, Terry François, on voit Terry François, mais dans leurs affiches, ils mettent Terry Francis. Comme ça, ça sent américain, américanisé. Mais Terry François, maintenant, il a une école, une grande école de gospel and negro spiritus à Paris, où il enseigne, parce qu'il est un très bon pianiste aussi, hein, Terry. Et je l'ai rencontré comme j'étais manager d'une chanteuse qui est formidable. Et Terry voudrait... qu'elle vienne chanter avec lui, mais l'audition n'était pas bien passée. Alors voilà, ils sont à Paris, parce que Paris, c'est l'endroit culturel pour les Américains. C'est pourquoi, il ne faut pas s'étonner, pourquoi Golding Quartet, la formation se base à Paris, et avec une école, les chanteurs, chanteuses qui ont envie de chanter comme Golding Quartet. Et tu te rappelles, on a joué... il s'appelle comment, j'ai vraiment oublié son nom, qui chantait comme Golding Quartet, qui chantait tout seul.
Augustin?
Non, c'est pas Augustin, c'est... On a, qui chantait tout seul, on a programmé deux fois.
Okay.
Félix Tchikaï. Oui, il a fait l'école de Golding Quartet.
Ah, d'accord.
Et c'est pourquoi il chante comme ça, d'ailleurs.
D'accord, je voilà, comprends mieux.
Voilà, tu comprends mieux. Alors, on va écouter un autre morceau dans ce voyage avec Golding Quartet cet après-midi. Et c'est merveilleux, c'est merveilleux.
Get on board, better get your ticket now, my Lord, she blows. Wow, 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 gospel train is coming, you better get your business right, you better set your house in order, friends, you know the train gonna be.
Oh,
don't you hear the whistle? Hear the bells a-tolling. Don't you hear the
pearly gates of heaven. Can't you imagine that you can hear this train go? She blows so far, blows so low. You know the train gonna be here. Then she blows really.
Vous êtes sur la radio Grand Ciel et avec votre émission Gospel chez vous, Anne Raciné et Cyprien Jusson. Bientôt, on va finir cette émission. Il faut savoir à chaque fois, si vous ne pouvez pas écouter notre émission, il y a des podcasts aussi et podcasts de, d'autres émissions, parce qu'on est très nombreux aussi. Hein. Chacun vient donner sa contribution, son idée à la radio. Et nous, c'est le Gospel et Negro Spiritus. Alors Anne, qu'est-ce que tu as envie de dire sur ce groupe-là avant le dernier morceau?
Qu'est-ce que je dirais bien? Ils ont aussi participé lors de l'investiture du président Obama. Ils ont repris en duplex depuis Paris l'hymne américain sur la chaîne CNN.
Voilà, voilà. C'est, je pense que même il y a beaucoup de gens. Hein, tu peux dire que est-ce que tu connais Golden Gate Quartet? Ils connaissent bien le nom, mais c'est pas vraiment le groupe. Mais une chose, tu sais, comme on a succès partout dans le monde, on a voyagé plus que OK. Mais il y avait quelque chose qui s'est passé avec eux en Eure-et-Loir. Mais on va en parler plus la prochaine fois. Ça, c'est le suspense. Et maintenant, c'est la fin de l'émission. Merci. Bye, Anne. Qu'est-ce que tu dis?
Bye, bye.
Bye, see you.
Dip do this thing to beware. The dip do will get in your hair. And if you get you, couldn't be worse. What you say will come out in the verse. Like you love I and me love you. That's the way the dip do works. The dip do is easy to find. It's almost always in the back of your mind. You never know it before it's too late. Then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cow head. That's the way the dip do works. Now when you think you're crazy, you the big bug dip says doodle. But it's not your mind, it's hazy. Is you don't at fault not to doodle, don't you hear me? Better listen and try to be good. Try to do all the things you should. Dip to doodle, get you someday. You think you're crazy, the things you say. Like a rhythm, got I and hot am I. That's the way the dip to doodle works. The dip to doodle, this is the thing to beware. The dip to doodle will get in your hair. And if you get you, it couldn't be worse. But what you say will come out in reverse. Like you love but I and me love you. That's the way this do work. The digital is easy to find. It's almost always at the back of your mind. You never know it before it's too late. And then you're in such a terrible state. Like the moon jumped over the cow head. That's the way the dip do work. Now when you think you're loo-coo, you the big mug dip say doo. But it's not your mind, it's cuckoo. If you don't, it ought not
dancing doodle, don't you hear me? Better listen, try to be good. Try to do all the things you should. Dips doodle will get you someday. You think you're crazy, the things you say. Like a rhythm, got I and hide, and I dance the way the dips doodle bay. Thank you.